is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To Toulouse, France, in the Occitane region, Simon Constable, reporting for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, other distinguished publications, is also being a dutiful resident of France. And we will attend to Simon, the student of French, in a moment, but we begin with his most recent stroll down memory lane. 5 years ago, 2018, before the pandemic, and when Apple was the apple of everybody's eye, it hit a milestone. Now it's routine. Simon, a very good day to you. That was then, you know, inflated prices, all of that. But what did Apple achieve, and what has it done? What's it done for us lately? Good evening to you, Simon.
Good evening to you. It achieved in 2018. It achieved something really quite amazing. It became the first U.S. listed company to have a valuation of $1 trillion. Now that's a lot of money, even on Wall Street. Now it's worth around $3 trillion. So it's done really well in those last 5 years. That really is quite an amazing thing. And what I wrote about in the financial flashback for the Wall Street Journal was how this wasn't a straight line. So in 1980, when the company was formed, it then proceeded to go through many, many hiccups, one of which was losing the founder for quite a while, Steve Jobs, or one of the founders, and then getting a new person in and then having a lot of product switches. Anyway, it's all turned out okay. We had the iPod, then the iPhone, and it's continued getting better and better, although people do complain about it a bit now.
25 years ago, there was a country that was deeply in trouble. Should we help it out? What was the country, Simon?
The country was Russia. Russia was having a rough time of things, shall we say. It was the Russian crisis. It didn't look good. And it looks like it's continuing to echo through the years, and it's not looking good now economically, and it's not looking good now militarily, and it's certainly not looking good on the political stage. Nothing's changed, I guess.
We bailed it out. The Federal Reserve did, in any event. I remember this is Clinton administration. It was also called the Asian contagion, the collapse of the ruble. And the Clinton administration came to its rescue at the same, and by the Federal Reserve came to its rescue along with Treasury. And now, 25 years later, what did we buy? 50 years ago, I love this, the country was going to fail completely, right? We were going to be wiped out. The American capitalism was done. It was old-fashioned. We had a new way ahead of us, which was command economy. I don't think that happened. What was the threat, Simon?
Inflation. Or stagflation, except stagnation plus inflation. So slow-growing economy with inflation. So really quite high joblessness, quite high inflation, certainly not as high as it was in the UK, but certainly high for the US. It was uncontrolled, strikes everywhere. Basically, the fantastic song by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five called The Message basically summed up that whole situation, which was you couldn't go to work because you couldn't get a train. Everyone was hard up. It was really, really quite bad. It was a malaise. It makes what we're going through right now look actually quite good in comparison. Anyway, not a nice period to remember.
Yeah, well, and the lessons I take from these three examples is the conventional wisdom is always wrong eventually. So we go to Simon watching the price of electricity. Remember, Simon lives in paradise in the south of France. This is the dream of every Englishman. Well, Simon is the dream, except Simon. Now, France's electricity grid is entirely driven by nuclear power. So what about raising prices? Why?
It's a good question. I'm a bit worried about this. Typically, the price of electricity in Europe has always been linked to the price of natural gas. So when the natural gas price goes up, you tend to see the price of electricity go up, no matter how it's produced. If it's produced by coal or nuclear or water or solar, that's what happens. And they haven't delinked that yet. So what happened when prices really jumped up during the invasion of Ukraine was that the electricity prices across Europe jumped up, except France basically put some stopgap measures in to stop it hitting the consumers straight away. So we've had that subsidy with them keeping prices down. and it went up a bit, and now it's going to go up a bit more, both times double digits. So I think it was 15%, and then now another 10% on top of that. I'm not sure how long this lasts. It's certainly a big incentive for everybody in the energy business to bring more electricity to France and to the rest of Europe too. That will be very good if that happens, but not going to be good in my wallet.
So you're subsidizing the prices, and they stopped the subsidy. So now you get to pay taxes, and they're no longer subsidizing you, and you also get to pay your electricity bill. That's not a bit, Simon. 10% followed by 15%? That's a wallop to fixed incomes. You live with farmers. Do they keep the lights out at night?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Everyone keeps the lights out at night. And last winter, my wife and I realized that the property was partially uninsulated. So I wore a lot of jumpers, that's sweaters, to bed, and a woolly hat sometimes. I may be doing that again, even with insulation this year, because we will have that. So it'll be an interesting time. Yes, it is paradise, but there are new challenges everywhere.
Last week, you noted that the price of petrol had ticked up, possibly because of the driving season or the OPEC cutback. Has it changed in a week, or is it stabilizing?
It's reasonably stable. It may have moved up a few pennies a liter, but not a whole lot. It's not certainly got to the €2 a liter, which if you times that by four, that would be €8, approximately $8 or $9 per gallon. Though we're not anywhere near that yet, and that's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that.
Now, I worry about the sunflower crop. The wheat crop is in, the farmers are busy, but is the sunflower crop, is it ready to come in? What is its status?
Its status is it's looking gorgeous. I went down to the bottom of the field where I live, and there's an adjoining field, and it's full of sunflowers, and they are looking absolutely gorgeous, really, truly gorgeous. I had a walk around them and think that this is amazing. And in fact, there are every other field you go by now, it is these massive sunflowers. Some will be coming in soon. The one I mentioned that's right next to where I live hasn't been in the ground that long, and they're looking as fresh as anything. I think they'll be the last ones to be harvested, but it'll be a few more weeks, I think.
Why is Simon in Toulouse? Simon is in Toulouse because he's gone back to school. What are the requirements, Simon? How are you doing?
I'm not doing as well as I would like. The requirements as a foreigner here is that I've got to learn French to a certain level. It's not a very high level, but I'm struggling with it. I'm in class with a number of other people, and one of my classmates, who is an engineer at Airbus in Toulouse here, Airbus, the big airline manufacturer, we're both doing the test tomorrow. He's originally from Ukraine. I'm originally from Britain. And we're both basically biting our nails that we get through this and we can parler en français enough to get the certificate we need for the government, because it's absolutely essential. The French do want you to learn their language. It is their country. And that seems very reasonable to me. And the taxpayers are paying for these classes, which I'm very grateful for. I'm also a taxpayer, so I guess I'm partly paying for it myself.
Simon Constable of the Wall Street Journal, flashback time, $1 trillion 5 years ago, Apple. Now it's three. And there are a lot of other trillion dollar clubs, companies alongside. Simon Constable's in Toulouse, which is in the region of Occitane in the south of France. I'm John Batchelor.